أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أندعو من دون الله ما لا ينفعنا ولا يضرنا ونرد على أعقابنا بعد إذ هدانا الله كالذي استهوته الشياطين في الأرض حيران له أصحاب يدعونه إلى الهدى اهتنا. قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى وأمرنا لنسلم لرب العالمين وأن أقيموا الصلاة واتقوه وهو الذي إليه تحشرون وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق ويوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 71 to 74 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again, the command from Allah ta'ala say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anad'u min dunillah, should we leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call God's deities besides Allah? مَا لَا يَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا, such gods, such deities that neither benefit us if we worship them, وَلَا يَضُرُّنَا, and they do not harm us if we do not worship them. Some of the Quraysh, some of the polytheists had come to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they had enticed them to leave the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and continue the worship of idols and continue on the deen of their forefathers. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them that your gods are such, if we worship them, we get no benefit from them. And if we do not worship them, there is no harm that will come to us from them. وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ أَقَابِنَا, and then should we turn back on our heels, should we renegade, بعد إذ هدان الله, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us hidayat, then after this hidayat has come down from Allah ta'ala, now should we turn back to all those gods? كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانُ. Allah gives an example of a person that is in the forests, in the jungles, and that person is being deviated by the shayateen, by the devils of that jungle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانُ, that should I be like that person who is being deviated by these devils, and the person becomes bewildered. He doesn't know which direction to go through. It is like we will speak about people that has ghosts and they don't know in which direction to move. But lahu ashabun, this person has many friends. Yadu'unahu ilal huda i'tina. These friends are calling the individual that come towards us, we will be able to guide you. So on the one hand, there are people that are prepared to guide. On the other hand, there are those that are misleading and creating confusion. Now this is exactly the scenario that we will have in the world that we are living. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us hidayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted us this beautiful deen. Allah ta'ala showed us what is sirat-e-mustaqim. There is Quran. There is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is the way of life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. But there are all these different da'wats that come to us and create confusion in our hearts, in our minds. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Say one single answer, that the hidayat, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هُوَ الْهُدَى, it is the real, it is the true guidance. And this is for all of us also, that there will be those that will be like the Quraysh of Makkah, telling us to leave our deen, but they won't say it so openly. They will try and fascinate us with different aspects and different concepts and different things, but we are supposed to remain firm on this hidayat of Allah Ta'ala. And then number two, وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We have been commanded that we submit, we subjugate to the Rabb of the entire universe, that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The next, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and that we have been commanded, perform salat, وَاتَّقُوهُ, and fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whatever He has commanded, we fulfill, and whatever Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, we abstain. وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, it is to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala تُحْشَرُونَ, that you are going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Again, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that this is one aspect that should be in our minds at all times. The da'wah comes, we just need to remember that we have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ, it is Allah Ta'ala who created the skies and the earth with truth. There is absolutely no doubt in it. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولْ كُنْ فَيَكُونْ, and then the day that will come in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would say, kun, be, fayakunu, and it will be. Here Allah Ta'ala is referring actually to the day of Qiyamah, like Allah Ta'ala speaks in the next ayat, that the trumpet will be blown, and just by the blowing of trumpet, that is the second, everybody will begin to resurrect, and everybody will stand, and everybody will come out of their graves, and then everybody will be moving towards the mahshar. That is the hukam, that is the command of Allah Ta'ala. قَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ, His word, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's word is Al-Haqq. It is the absolute truth. وَلَهُ الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, belonging to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will be the sovereignty on the day when the sur will be blown into, the trumpet will be blown. Like that also in this world, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has full sovereignty, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives man some kind of a resemblance of governance, a resemblance of command, and man continue to govern different places, different countries, etc. But again, all of that is a very superficial governance on that day. Limanil mulkul yawm, Allah Ta'ala will ask, for who is the mulk, for who is the sovereignty on this day? Lillahil wahidil qahhar, it will be for one Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the omnipotent, that one Allah who is almighty. There will be absolutely no one else to have any share or any resemblance of a share in the mulk and the sovereignty of Allah Ta'ala. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada, Allah Ta'ala is the knower of the unseen and the seen, and there is no one that will be able to escape this resurrection. Wa huwa al-hakim, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is al-hakim, Allah Ta'ala is all wise. Whatever Allah Ta'ala had done and whatever happens, all of it is in the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Al-Khabir, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all aware. Allah Ta'ala knows every aspect of every individual's life, every aspect of the universe. All of it is in the awareness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.